Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Monday, and how about this, kicking off your work week and also kicking off the month of June, Monday, June the 1st, 2020, 6-1-2020. Now, that means we're halfway through the year. 12 months in a year, 6 months in, how about that? Coronavirus and COVID-19 just speeds everything right up. 17 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Got a lot to talk about here in hour number one. Now, I think we're going to have a guest in hour number two today. But you see, I always say, I think we're going to have a guest now, because I don't really know. Because sometimes we say we're going to have a guest, and then, you know, let me tell you something about, we're getting a phone call already. Now, let's see if this is a good phone call. We hope. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
I'm sure you've heard by now about the protests we had uptown.
Yes.
You know, it's refreshing to see democracy. I was actually involved in that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was. There was a lot of saying on the internet that some of it was kind of vulgar and there was a lot of tension and stuff. There wasn't. It was rather peaceful. I think the young people conducted themselves in a, you know, a fair manner up there.
Now, I've heard many reports on this. 150 to 200 people. How many people do you think were there?
Oh, yeah. About that, I'd figure.
Now, how long do you think the protest lasted?
Well, I got up there kind of late. I heard they were there all day from, I'm not sure when it actually started, but they also held one that evening, like a candlelight vigil up there. A lot of these are getting a bad rap, because these people are looting and stuff. What in the world does looting a store have to do with what's going on? I don't condone them, you know, walking out with big screen TVs and things like that. That's something I don't condone. What I do is I applaud the young kids up there who put that one on in Marion, because, you know, they conducted themselves in a great, good manner, you know.
Now, what inspired you to go down to the event?
Well, what inspired me was seeing the young kids, you know, stand up, you know, for democracy. That's what inspired me, and it inspired me that, you know, the tragedy that happened, that people lost their lives, you know, it wasn't, you know, right what the officer did, but, you know, seems like everyone has a bad apple, you know, and that's something you can't determine, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't, everybody obviously has their own opinion on what happened with Floyd, but what's your take on that so far?
Well, my take on it is, I think they're moving in the right direction. I mean, as far as I know, that, you know, what that officer did was wrong, and he shouldn't have done that, and I think they made the right decision on that.
Well, it's interesting because it's also my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's supposed to be another protest next weekend, is there not?
As far as we know, it's supposed to be at 2 o'clock. And once again, I will be out there supporting our youth. I mean, you know, I think they conducted themselves pretty well.
So you would say that were more young people than older people?
Well, there was young and old alike. I mean, there was a few of us old fogies up there.
Well, I do know, and not that they're old fogies, but I do know that Linda Sims and Glenn Coble from the station were up there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that'd be derogatory, but, you know, it's something that, you know, I was extremely proud of, seeing democracy up there, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because I look at Facebook because this is what you see, and I look at television because this is what you see, and people have very strong feelings on both sides of this issue, and it's, you know, these protests are going on. We've got curfews in cities. Thank goodness the one here in Marion was peaceful, but, you know, I think people are fed up on both sides, and I think it's causing a real problem. But this damaging thing is not okay, and people have to stop that.
That's correct there, you know. You can conduct it in a peaceful manner. You don't have to, you know, knock out windows and, you know, burn up police cars and things like that. That's how democracy don't work. And my opinion.
And the police were there on, I think I saw that the police and the mayor were there on Saturday, were they not?
Well, I seen the police, but he was probably there, but I don't think he was there that evening, but he might have been. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword. We all got our different opinions, whether, you know, we like it or not, you know.
Well, and that's part of democracy. That's what I posted last night because, you know, I'm not going to take a side one way or another on this, but I do believe that people do have to understand that part of democracy is being able to protest, but it's also being able to have your own opinion, and as long as you're not doing anything violent, you're allowed to have that opinion.
Well, one point I'd like to make, I really don't see why in the world that they're putting a curfew up down there. I think they're just exacerbating the problem when they're, you know, trying to clamp down with their curfew. I think that's going to do more harm than good eventually.
Well, I think the idea is if we don't have people out late at night when it's dark, it'll be easier to control the looting and the damages. I think that's what they're thinking with the National Guard being brought in. It seems to be working okay, but then during the day we have more problems when people are out.
Right. Then again, you're going to wonder what's going to happen next weekend as far as that goes. That's what I'm saying. They clamped down with the curfew. You know, the people are going to get sick and tired of that, and they're not going to listen to that very long. And then you're really going to have a big problem on your hands.
Yeah, I don't know what the long-term effect of that's going to... I'm not sure what the long-term effect of this is going to be in general, because the officer has been charged. The officer, as far as I know, has been put on leave or fired. And his wife has left him. Although, you know, in all those stories, see, this is what I don't understand about the media. I don't understand why his wife leaving him has anything to do with anything. Why is that even part of the story?
Yeah, that's true there, you know. A lot of this really doesn't pertain, you know. Now they actually drug the Russians in on some of this violence that's going on. I heard that on the radio last night. They're trying to, you know, say the Russians are playing a part in getting these groups all revved up.
I do know that people are buying ads on Facebook. This Facebook, this social media is becoming a very scary thing because I don't think people understand that people from other countries can buy ads on Facebook, and they are not always true. People have got to start looking at Facebook and saying, okay, now wait a second. What website is this? What is this true or is this false? Is this accurate news or is it not? People have to stop believing everything.
You're absolutely right there. I'm not very good at technology, so I don't get on that stuff very often. So I try to steer away from it and just try to hear each other's sides. And, you know, there's always another side to the story. And well, you got to hear both of them.
Well, it's just, like I said, about the wife thing. I know nothing about this man's wife, and I'm sure she did not go to the news media to report this. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they were having problems before. I don't know if she's protecting herself. I don't know why she's doing anything. But all I know is I don't even know why that's part of the story. I don't know why, because you can read that either way. You can read it as she's leaving to protect herself. You can read it as she's leaving because she's angry at what he did. You can read that as there was trouble in the marriage beforehand. None of us really knows, because none of us has talked to the wife. So why is that even being reported, period?
Absolutely. It's like you said, it's a vicious circle you step into when you post something. You better be accurate at what you're posting, because there's a lot of people out there viewing that stuff.
Well, and everybody believes everything. And I will say this, and I'm not against people posting things about these riots. But I will say this, when people get all amped up and people get, you know, emotion comes in and adrenaline comes in, you know, if you see these pictures long enough, they will make you angry. And one of the, I remember during September 11th, you know, I was alive during that time, as I'm sure you were too. I remember when the planes flew into the building, they kept running that footage over and over and over. And then eventually, all the news networks said, wait a second, we've got to stop running this footage. Even though it's news, we've got to stop running it because it's scaring kids. It's scaring people because they keep seeing it over and over and over. And I think that's what's happening now with social media. People repost pictures. People repost phony news stories. And it makes people angry because they see it. You got to understand, on social media, you're not the only one who's seeing the things that you post, so you got to be discerning in what you post.
Exactly. You know, you make a good point. You're, like I said, Scott, you're rather informative, and you know a lot about, you know, this technical stuff, so, you know, you're a lot more than I am on that.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and giving us a report, and I do want to mention, like I say, Linda and Glenn were both down there this past weekend, so I'm sure today Linda Sims' show at 4 p.m., she'll be talking about it, and then on Wednesday when Glenn is back with us at 10 o'clock, I'm sure he'll have something to say. So we'll have reports on this as the week goes on.
Okay, Scott. Well, I appreciate you giving me the time to kind of vent and kind of, you know, say I appreciate the youth up there for, you know, setting kind of an example what a peaceful protest is like. You know?
Absolutely. Congratulations to the youth that put it on, and congratulations for the way that they conducted themselves, and hopefully that's what happens this upcoming weekend.
Amen to that.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. And by the way, if you're ever out in the community and have a news story to report like that, always feel free. That's why we are here. We're here to educate and inform at this radio station. So if you have something to say about this, it's a hot topic right now, that's for sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just don't understand sometimes the things that get reported as part of a news story. Now, should we report what happened between Floyd and the police officer? Well, of course we should. That's a news story. Should we report that there was a death? Well, of course we should. Should we report that the police officer is being charged? Well, of course we should. All that's fair game. But then they'll throw something in there that to me makes no sense, is not germane to the story at all, And in this particular case, it's that the wife is no longer with the husband. Now, again, we don't know why. It could be she's protecting herself because there's a lot of violence. It could be that she's just appalled with what he did. It could be that there were problems in the marriage beforehand. We don't know because we aren't in that marriage. But I'll tell you this, I don't know what it has to do with the story. What point does her leaving him have to do with the incident that took place? Nothing. Nothing at all. So I don't understand that part of it. But to each their own, each news organization has to report what they believe. 31 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will put you up on the air if you have anything to say. It was a big deal this past week in Marion. Now, as I say, we may have a guest this morning in the 9 o'clock hour, but I always say we may because you never really know. That's the thing about radio and really any media at this point. The guest has to show up for you to have a guest. So we'll wait and see if we have a guest. If we don't, we'll continue on doing what we're doing. But it could happen. Now, I will say this. I was so impressed on Friday when I was on air for 5 hours. And I had a good time Friday being on air 5 hours. It's always fun to be with you. You, the listening audience, but Michelle brought in some Stewart's root beer, and I didn't ask; it just came out of the blue. So I appreciate her for doing that. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
This has nothing to do with what happened over the weekend. I just wanted you to and your audience to wish my husband a happy birthday today.
Oh, it's a birthday.
He turns the big 70.
The big 70. Oh, my good. Any big plans today?
Not really. Just, basically same old stuff.
Now, does it seem like time flew by that he's the big 70?
I think it's bothering me more than it's bothering him.
Now, why does it bother you?
Because it's 70.
I know.
And
we,
that age has never, ever bothered me, but something about 70.
You know, people used to think 70 was old. That was a really, really old. I don't know if 70 is old anymore.
Well, I don't think it is either, because I'm almost there, but it just is an odd number.
Well, it is, because, you know, now 40 and 50, people think that's middle age, and that's probably about right. 60, I think people start to see that as getting a little older, because you get close to retirement age. But you look at 70, and people say, wow, 70.
I know, 70. It just, I don't know, it just sounds weird.
I know. It's a whole new decade, but there's a whole lot of time to go, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, and happy birthday to him, and we hope he has a great 70th birthday today.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that's just the point. We can talk about anything on the phone line. 740-383-9944, 34 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, anything on your mind? We can talk about. That's how we do it here at WWGH Radio. Now, again, Friday, I want to thank Michelle for bringing the Stewart's Root Beer in. And she, like I said, I did not ask her to do that. She just asked me. She said, do you want me to do this? And she asked me if I was hungry, I think is what it was. And I said yes, and here came a chicken sandwich and fries and ketchup and a strawberry pie, which, by the way, was very good. I don't think I had a chance to eat that until I was off the air on Friday, and a large diet root beer. It was delicious, even whipped cream in the little container. So we thank Michelle for doing that Friday over at Stewart's Root Beer. Boy, was that delicious. So I thank her quite a bit. She's a really, really, really good friend. I always refer to her as the nice one. I've never seen Michelle get angry. Now, I'm sure there are people who've seen Michelle get angry, but in the close to year that I've known her now, I've never seen her get angry, and I have seen her go out of the way time after time after time to do nice stuff for people, and Friday was a good example of that. And that's not the first time she's brought me food. So, Michelle, thank you, Friday. I appreciate that quite a bit, and I didn't get to fully express that on Friday because it was the last hour we were on the air, but and she delivered it. You know, Stewart's does not deliver, to my knowledge, and she brought it right over here and had it here probably within 20 minutes of me asking for it. Now, that is somebody I can get behind. So, Michelle, thank you for the root beer on Friday. And, I will never say that I come on the air and ask for a large diet pop or sausage or eggs or any of that from McDonald's. I think people by now know what my favorite stuff is. Jeff Bruce brought in hotcakes a few weeks ago. But, you know, if people show up with it, I don't mind it. That's how I put it. I'm not asking. I'm just telling you that I do not deter it. So that's kind of where my stance is on that. Okay. Now, what else do we got going on here? See, you know, I write down these little just bullet points so I remember what I want to talk about. Okay. Okay, we're getting a phone call. This is good. But I got something to say here in a minute that drives me nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Just a really quick call since I was awake.
Well, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, I know what, I'm not going to say it, but I know what it is, so I'm going, you know, don't think I don't know what today is.
Oh, of course it, well, I guess it must be a theme for this part of the show, is it?
It must be.
Anyway, in terms of Mrs. Chauvin, Derek Chauvin's wife, why she is filing for dissolution, I suspect that Chauvin is violent not just with the constituents in Minneapolis. I suspect he's probably a domestic violence abuser. I think I even heard about that. I don't know for sure. I'm just thinking, in general, he's a person who is aggressive when he shouldn't be. But interestingly, as you may have seen, she's an attractive Asian woman. And that brings about some obvious discussion. Is Chauvin someone who discriminates only against black people? Does he not like any minorities? Is he just a general bigot? I mean, this obviously was racially motivated. So that's a point to ponder. And
here's the thing about that. I know people are... See, here, and here's the problem with the internet, and here's the problem with this story. I already know people who are saying she left to protect herself, that she didn't want to be associated with him because she's afraid people are going to turn violent toward her. Now, and you're saying you think it was because he was violent toward her.
I would think that in general. And I think I read about that somewhere. I don't want to say it for sure because I don't know. But, I mean, a lot of it is just the irony, the interesting nature that she's a minority, not the same minority as the gentleman that he murdered.
But that is
an interesting head-scratcher, though.
But why is that? I don't even understand what her leaving, for whatever reason, has to do with this story.
Well, and something else, Scott, we're both single guys, but if we were not single, we would want to be proud of our spouse. I don't think he's someone to be proud of. I mean, normally, yes, you're married to a police officer. That's cool. It's a good, well-paying job with good benefits. I mean, you won't get rich, but you'll certainly pay the bills, and you're certainly proud of having a police officer, a military member, a medical professional as a spouse. But he certainly is. If there was ever a bad apple, yeah, he's the worst. And she can't be proud of someone like that. And that's part of why you would stay married to somebody. You have your ups and downs, but you feel proud of the person, feel the person has accomplished something. Chauvin's nothing more than a thug, and that's being kind, calling him a thug. He's a murderer, a capital murderer, as I'm going to point out with the professor on my shows later today.
Well,
and that's part of it.
Well, he'll get his day in court, and we'll hear everything, and then what will happen will happen. But I just think, first of all,
If we had not brought up the wife, now would she have probably seen some threats? I'm sure she would have, because people are nuts. But I think the more we mention her, the more that news outlets are reporting that she left him, it's causing all this attention to go on her that really does not need to be there, because it's not germane to this story, no matter if you feel he was right or wrong. I don't get it.
His family's going to be in the spotlight anyway. And today, with social media, immediate gratification, I'm sure there will be protesters at his house. And I bring up people protesting at Dr. Amy Acton's house. And people find out home addresses, and they go and protest. They send letters, phone calls, etc. And that could be part of it. Yeah, I think it is a safety issue. I don't know, I don't know her, but multiple things I think come into play, and I think it is relevant. It's not the most important part of the story, but there is relevance there.
And so what?
There's a thing too. Yeah, people pick. I mean, I saw someone publish. You can easily look online and find out where he lives, and I mean, it's not like his name is Smith, so I mean, it's easy to find him. So I would think that there will be correspondences. There will be live protesters at the house, and that combined with some other issues, she decided it's best to leave. And I would say she probably did the right thing.
Well, as long as it's peaceful, people are allowed to do that, and as long as they're not on private property, they're allowed to do that. So that's the way it goes, and I guess we will see what happens, but I'm sure you'll have more to talk about this morning.
Judged by what's occurred in Columbus and many other cities, it hasn't been peaceful.
Well, no, it hasn't, but that's what I'm saying. If it's at his house, I would hope that they don't get on private property, and I would hope that they can stay peaceful in that neighborhood. And
Are you intrigued, Scott, like I and Dr. Feynman are, that she is Asian? That maybe, to me, that actually says, well, Chauvin is a racist, but other people that are not Caucasian are okay with him. It seems pervert. I mean, it's no kind of ethnicism is acceptable. But
well,
I find that kind of intriguing.
You know, I am never comfortable calling anybody a racist. I just am not comfortable doing that. Number one, as a journalist, I don't think that's right. I need to see all the facts. And I think number two, I don't know what motivates people to do what they do. And the fact that she is Asian, you know what? Actually, that's the first time I've heard that, because I've avoided the stories about her leaving him because I thought that was a superfluous fact. I didn't think it was important. So I didn't read those stories. I just saw the headlines.
I don't like to finger people that way either. But in looking at his past history, he has a long history of unjustified violence and unprofessionalism. And again, I don't claim to be an expert on this, but it's clear and convincing to me that it's racially motivated and that he is a racist. To me, the evidence is it's well beyond a reasonable doubt. And I thought long and hard about that, because you want to give the benefit of the doubt to a police officer. But in this case, he doesn't get that privilege.
Well, I think he will now have his day in court. He has been charged, is my understanding. And we will see all the facts.
Yeah, he's been fired, arrested, and charged with third-degree murder.
So that will say something, and we'll see a trial, and I'm sure it'll be a big trial, and we'll see how it all goes, and, onward and upward from here, and your show will be on this morning, 2 hours, 10 a.m. till 12 noon.
A double feature, so get the coffee and listen. It will be a good one, Scott.
Perfect, and happy birthday, Adam.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's what people are talking about. That's to be sure. 44 coming up on 45 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion, weigh in, 740-383-9944. I don't even know what I was talking about now. Okay, let's see here. What was I talking about? Let's see if I can get back on topic here. The thing of it is that, I'm going to go to this morning,
Well, let me go to this weekend, by the way, because I had a very enjoyable weekend. The weather could not have been nicer. It was a perfect last weekend to the month of May. And, you know, I went to the pond. I went to the stores. I had a really good time this weekend. Went out and did a whole bunch of stuff. And here's what I learned about this whole thing. Now, activities are fun. I like activities. You know, fishing, going to the pond, going to the stores, all fun activities. You cannot say they're not fun. But it does matter, and I've brought this up before, it does matter who you're with. I will say this, because we all know if we are with somebody who's kind of got a bad attitude or in a bad mood, that can bring you down. You know, it's like, oh, geez, why in the world am I with this person? Why in the world is this person so angry today, or so on and so forth? But there are people who you can go out with and just have a tremendously fun time. It's very easy. It's very fun. And there you go. So the people who I was with this past weekend were just fun people. And that made the events all the more fun. Now, weather helps. It's kind of like the weather. If it rains, it may not be as much fun. But the fact that it didn't, it was a very fun weekend. So I thank everybody involved in this past weekend, making the last weekend in May a very fun weekend. So that was a lot of fun. And I'm going to do much more of that. Because, here's what I'll say about the fishing and going to the pond and going to the stores. There's something about it right now that is really a lot of fun, maybe even more fun than when it's cold outside because the weather's a little nicer. So this is something that I think more people should do as long as you can find the right people to do it with. And if you can, lucky you. You gotta have a little time in life to have fun. Now, here's another thing that I don't understand this. Okay, I've said this before, and I continue to believe this. Now, this is not toward anybody. It's just in general. Over the weekend, I had a chance to kind of look at Facebook. Now, I will tell you that I do not go to people's pages. I do not comment on things. I do not like things that people put up. I don't know why. I just don't do it. It's one of those things. But, I have really started to notice that when people start to post stuff that they are having such a great time and everything's so happy and blah, 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 I don't understand that. I would think if you're having a good time, you would just have a good time. Now, I will say, what I do is, I will post a little line at the end of the day. I'll say, had a great time doing this, blah, blah, but I never mention any names. I half the time don't even mention what I really did. I might say went to the pond or went to the store or did something like that. But see, I don't think this is a reflection on the people that I'm with because I usually don't tell you who I'm with. And so I think I'm okay in that regard. That's how I became vague booker. But when people start to post a lot of happy pictures of themselves, I always wonder, what in the world are they documenting? You know, aren't they there having fun? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Every time I see stuff like that, I think, uh-oh, problem is around the corner. And, you know, a lot of times it is, and I feel bad about that. I think it's, you know, people understand that social media is social, and other people are seeing what they're posting. And I think it's kind of a way to fool people into believing that life is great, when a lot of times life is not great. But you know, maybe we need to become more comfortable in this world with saying life is not great, because we're very against that. Everything's got to be great all the time, and if it's not great, then there's something wrong with us. How often do you read things on Facebook or social media where somebody's saying, "Oh, I'm in the dumps. everything's awful. You don't see that very often. And for people who post that, I'm glad they do, because I think that's a worthwhile thing to post about. But, I don't know. I just always wonder about that. And, you know, it probably is one of the reasons that I'm so vague in whatever I'm posting about. Because I don't want to come off like, oh, you know, this person's perfect. I don't want to do that. So that's why I don't mention them. I just, okay, I had a good time. And a lot of times, the reason I post what I'm doing, like going to a pond or going fishing or going to the store, is to show people who maybe aren't having such a good day that there's still fun to be had. There's always fun to be had. Life's interesting. And that's kind of my soliloquy on that this morning. All right. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think we've got a whole another hour this morning here. Don't forget the Adam Lepp Show Mid-Morning Coffee Break will be on for 2 hours this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m., and then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Mike Wilson Show today, 5:10 to 6 p.m., and I believe Fred Malone is the guest today from 5:10 until 6 p.m., so don't miss any of that. Phone lines are open, 52 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we might have a guest next hour. Don't know for sure. Don't know if they will come bearing gifts. You never know. But maybe we'll have a guest. That's all I'm saying. If we don't have a guest, there'll be more of this next hour. Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's something. You know, I like having the windows open in the house. And I was not home a whole lot this past weekend. So I just kind of left the windows open and really didn't have the heater or the air conditioner or anything like that running. So that was okay on Friday, and that was okay on Saturday. Now, yesterday, when I got home last night, man, was it chilly. And I'll tell you to the degree that it was chilly, because I have a thermostat in my house that tells the temperature of what the temperature is in the house. And it was 70 degrees in my house, and that was a chilly 70. I don't think it may have been 70 where the thermostat was, because the thermostat is not near the window, but where those windows were that were open all weekend, it was not 70 degrees. There's no way. And it was still daylight at this point. It was probably 7:30, 8 o'clock last night when I looked at this. Heaven forbid what it would have been if I had not shut a few windows. So this morning I did not have a chance to check the thermostat, although I'm sure it was much below 70 degrees, because I still left, like, how many windows did I leave open last night? Not very many, I guess, because I ended up shutting 3 windows, so I probably just left 1 open. And when I got up this morning, woo, was it chilly in the house. And to top it all off, not only was it chilly in the house, but as many of you know who have smoke detectors, I had a smoke detector that was telling me it was low, the battery was low, and it just was chirping, chirp, 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 to let me know that the battery was low. Now, there are 9-volt batteries that go in these smoke detectors, and I don't think I even have any 9-volt batteries on hand, so there was no way I could have done anything with that, period, because I had no 9-volt batteries on hand. So it's still chirping, probably away at home right now. But it chirps for a while before it dies. I think it chirps for quite a while, maybe a week or something like that. But the chirping will drive you insane, because it sounds like the worst bird you could ever have at your window. And why does it always happen overnight? Why can't your smoke detector start chirping at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Now, that would be a great time to have a chirping smoke detector. Not in the middle of the night. But we can't be that lucky, can we? And the funny thing is, I was trying to count them up this morning. But I know I have 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 smoke detectors in my house. At least 4. Maybe 5. And trying to figure out which one is chirping is kind of difficult. Because I have one in each bedroom, and then there's one in the hallway, and I think there's one in the living room, although I can't remember, like the living room kitchen area. And this morning, trying to figure out where that chirping... Well, when I woke up, I knew it wasn't coming from my bedroom because it would have been extra loud. So the chirping was not going on in my bedroom. So I knew it had to be the one in the hallway or the one in one of the other bedrooms, which are in the other part of the house. So I went over into the other part of the house, and those 3 smoke detectors are all really close together. And it only chirps like once every 30 seconds. So if you hear it chirp and you're not standing next to the right one, you know, you have to, oh, now wait a second. Was that that one? Was that, I need to move to the next one and wait for it to chirp again in 30 seconds. So it was a little bit of a process this morning, trying to figure out which smoke detector was chirping. But I do think I isolated it. Because right before I left, when I was putting on my shoes to come here this morning, I think I was standing next to the smoke detector that was chirping. So that was my night last night. Now, does anybody have anything to say about these protests, which has been the topic this morning, or anything else on your mind? We had a 70th birthday there this morning. We had Adam's birthday there this morning. There's always something to talk about. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if there's anything on your mind you would like to talk about. And again, a possible guest next hour, maybe bearing something good. We don't really know at this point. Now, Friday was good. As I say, the Stewart's Root Beer on Friday, that was good. But again, if we don't end up having a guest next hour, it'll be me and you again, just like it's been this hour. And this hour has been a lot of fun, so that would be a lot of fun as well. But remember, when you're planning weekend activities, always remember to plan with somebody fun. Because even though the activity might be fun in and of itself, you want to take somebody who's going to be fun, who you're going to enjoy being around. This is a big part of life. And, you know, I think what that is, I think people feed off each other's energy. Have you ever noticed that? If somebody's in a down mood and you're in an up mood, it can go one of two ways. Either their down mood can bring you down, or your up mood can bring them up. And sometimes that's a battle. Because if the down mood is down, it's very hard to bring that up, and it's very easy for them to bring you down. But I will tell you, one of the funny events is when I was at the pond yesterday, which I like to do from time to time, when I was at the pond with this person, we were just sitting there, you know, because you always bring like a quilt or a blanket or something like that, because you really, sometimes the grass is wet, or, you know, you get grass stained or something like that. And I'm sitting there, and it's so cold at one point. Now, it wasn't incredibly cold outside at that point, but the air that was blowing against the water in the pond was making it very chilly. Should we say? It was chilly. It was a chilly afternoon yesterday. But ended up staying there for a long, long time. Something like 4 or 5 hours ended up staying there yesterday. And had a great time. And had great food. I should mention that. Now, when these sandwiches came out of it wasn't a picnic basket. I don't even know what you call it. When the sandwiches came out of like the little cooler thing, I thought, oh no, it's going to be peanut butter and jelly, or it's going to be peanut butter, which for me would be the death. But it didn't end up being peanut butter or anything like that. It ended up being something much better, which I'll tell you about maybe in the next hour if we don't have a guest. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Remember, pick your friends wisely. That's the thing to learn about this hour. Be back in about 10 minutes.
bozos pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."
I love it.
But the bozo